Okay, so we're reconnoitering. We are in Eureka. We're at the Tinnick High School. We're smack in the middle of the East Tinnick Range. We've got the T for Tinnick behind us. We've got mines all around us. And the objective here is we're going to, in essence, be covering the topographic features that we see from Jericho to Alberta. So you could be listening to this going south, you could be listening to this going north, and I'll just try to point out some of the big features that we see. So as we're looking at the Tinnick, you know, basically, here we are right in the middle of the East Tinnick Range. We're in the Basin and Range Physiographic Province, so no surprise, there are ranges and basins all around us. So before we talked about how the Rocky Mountain Physiographic Province ends at the Wasatch Fault, and so the Basin and Range Physiographic Province begins at the Wasatch Fault. And you can think of the Wasatch Fault as going through Nephi. It certainly goes through Provo. It goes through Salt Lake. And so thinking about Basin Range, we've already covered how it goes. Utah Lake is a basin of the Basin and Range, very shallow lake, like 10, 15 feet. And then we have the Lake Mountains, and then we get into Cedar Valley, and then we are connected to the Okers and the East Tinnick, and then we're into Rush Valley and Tooele Valley, and then we get all the way to, to the series that are west of the Tooele, which would be the Stansbury Mountains, an extension that's called the Onaquai. I think I say that right, Mountains, and then they come in to the West Tinnicks and Sheep Rock Mountains and Simpson Mountains. So there's a whole bunch of these things, and you're saying, which ones do I want to know? Well, I certainly want to know Utah Valley and Salt Lake Valley. I want to know the Lake Mountains, and I want to know Cedar Valley. I like the idea of that we're going from the Okers to the East Tinnicks. I like the idea that Tooele Valley goes to Rush Valley, but doesn't really connect to Tinnick Valley. And I like that we go from the Stansburys to the Onaquai to the Sheep Rocks, just to learn them. And then further west from there, we have Skull Valley. And the Skull Valley Indian Reservation, one of the reasons that it's looked at for disposal of waste and why Dugway is there has to do with its topography, with its isolation, with its older than younger than sediments, with its lack of water. So there's a reason that topography matters, but frankly, there's a joy of just knowing where you are. So right now we're in Eureka, and Eureka is at the north end of Tinnick Valley. We're going to be going via the Tinnick Valley all the way down to Jericho. And as we go further south, then it ceases to be Tinnick Valley, and we start getting into the terrain that is dominated by the severe river system in Lake Bonneville. So think of Tinnick Valley as having Tinnick High School at its head. So, and as we get into that territory, we'll be talking about Jericho and the sand dunes, but that's really the next set. We're going from, in essence, Jericho to Alberta. So what water features are there? Well, should be familiar with Utah Lake. And as we think about Utah's water systems, we have the Rocky Mountain Physiographic Province, the rivers run from it. The Colorado Plateau country, the rivers run through it. The Basin Range country, the rivers run to it. And there are not a lot of rivers here. So Utah Lake is fed by the Rocky Mountain Physiographic Province, the Provo River, American Fork River. It then continues via the Jordan River to Great Salt Lake. If you're looking in the East Tinnick, what you have is actually some very interesting springs, and they tied to the reason that this mining district failed. This mining district failed in large measure because they couldn't really control the water, and it wasn't just a matter of the water, it was that the water was so hot. This has hot bodies in it, and people were not, you know, more than uncomfortable. So, I think that's enough on features here. If you are heading from Eureka to Utah Valley, Alberta, you'll go through some cuts, and the north side is called Lime Mountain. You say, odd that there's a limestone mine right at its base. Good thinking. And the south side of that, I believe, is called North Hill. But the names around here are giving you a clue of some of the things that make this region so special. Let's look at what some of these names are. So, think about whether this is a mining district. Diamond Pass, was that one?
It's a Diamond Pass, yes.
There was Copperopolis. There was Knight Town, named after Jesse Knight, a mining developer.
There's Silver Pass.
And Silver City. There's Mammoth
Treasure
Mines.
Hill.
Treasure Hill. There are mines all around us. And I'll be talking about how they came to be once we finish sort of the reconnoitering and orienteering here. So we've got Tooele, Juab, and Utah counties. Their sort of triple junction is right in the East Tinnick, sort of north and a snippet west of Eureka, and south of us. So how are these county lines sort of decided? You'll notice, if you have your map, lots of them are on ridge lines. Because ridge lines, if you're a skier, you know which way's down. So the East Tinnick has, part of its importance is that crest lines are dividing counties here and counties there. Utah and Juab would be the main ones. So thinking about cities, Nephi is south and east of us. Delta's along Route 6 a long way away. And Alberta will be the place where you'd like to turn to stay west of Utah Lake. We'll do older than, younger than, right now, for the same reconnoitering place. You could say, what's the plan? Well, you can pull off at the high school and you can listen to us here. In fact, we're right on the county line. Notice at the high school, there's a big green sign that says Utah County. And on the other side, it's going to say Juab County. This is at mile marker, I think it's, what does it say, 141? 141. But you may be driving and listening, and if you're driving, the agreement really is you're driving. If you're a passenger, it's fine to listen. But we're covering the territory, and we're going to do two of these. We've done the reconnoitering one, and now we're going to do what to look for.